change subjects for just a moment. Getting close to starting 2015 planting season for those folks in your part of the country, in Indiana. What are you hoping they'll be keeping in mind?
Well, it's 2015 coming up. I think we always have to take a step back. Where did we end last year? Corn yields were great, exceptional. Harvest was later than normal. We got frozen soil, so we didn't get fertilizer applied and we didn't get tillage on a lot of this ground. So that's at the top of my mind as we enter spring. What can we do to prep this ground for a good soybean crop? A lot of people are looking at commodity prices for $4 corn, $10 beans, if that. I think it's down $9 range, something. You know, can we cut corners and not apply that fertilizer? Boy, we need to make sure that we've got enough soil fertility to make that decision. Most cases, I say that you need to still apply it. I know the windows are tight in the spring, but boy, if you're short on phosphorus and potassium and beans, you're going to be short on yield.
I know Megan talked to Bill Johnson here not too long ago about the importance to be thinking about weed management. Sure. In 2015 as well.
Yeah, obviously, you know, with anything with production of soybeans, we want to think of them in the first kind of first class standpoint. We're not a secondary option, not a scavenger crop. So set the bar high. Start with a clean field. Get the residual activity out there with the herbicides. You know, if we got the competition early, they're taking water, nutrients, sunlight. Soybeans are making a decision early on whether they're going to branch. So if you got weeds out there, they're going to try to grow taller, the soybeans are, rather than branch. If you don't have the weeds out there, you got a stand that's nice, 120,000 plants, they're going to catch another branch or two, and it's going to be a productive branch. It's going to have pods and seeds. If you got a lot of weed pressure out there, or any other plants for that matter, and you're going to kill it later, you're probably losing on some potential branching.
You mentioned lower commodity prices. Is that a good time to cut back on seed populations?
So with seeding rates, you know, this is something we've been doing for a number of years. We've done on-farm trials, and if we have plant stands around 100, 120,000 plants at harvest, we're great. Now it's a matter of what can you do to get there? What's your equipment capability? Are you running a drill that just doesn't do a good job in placing it in depth within the row? I mean, we run a drill back at the home farm. If I don't have seed on top of the ground, it's running too deep, right? So what's your equipment capacity? If I've got a split row planter or a vacuum planter, okay, then I can start dialing down the seeding rates, feel comfortable with that seed placement in depth and in the row, and then we can catch a little bit of cost savings with that seed.
Sean, it's always a pleasure. Good to see you.
Thank you. I appreciate it as well.